Four things Rama didn't do after vanquishing Ravan, by Krishna's mercy. Quote, Tulsi says that one who has love for Rama should be friendly towards friends, renounce enmity with enemies, and be easygoing, simple in nature, quiet, and equally disposed towards all. Dohavali, 93. It was a traumatizing experience for sure. One of those where you remind yourself to never forget. Forgetfulness is known to occur, as that is one effect of time. It is said that time heals all wounds. For some reason you'd rather this wound remain a while. Let it stay fresh in the mind so that you can remember just how wronged you were. Things worked out in the end, but only after a difficult struggle. While it is understandable to hold a grudge, to keep the memory of the person or people who caused so much pain, the advisable path is made clearer through the deeds and behavior of the most ideal man himself. He is Sri Rama, the Prince of Ayodhya, an incarnation of the Supreme Lord, whose heroic exploits are described in many Vedic texts, the Ramayana the most prominent among them. Rama was wronged by a few characters, but Ravan stands out the most. The king of Lanka stole Rama's wife in secret. Though he was a king and supposedly very powerful, to the point of being overly proud, Ravan didn't fight with Rama. The move was made in secret, and when Sita repeatedly refused his advances afterwards, Ravan had his assistants verbally torture her. Knowing this, Rama had every reason to behave a certain way after finally vanquishing Ravan in battle. When he regained Sita, what Rama didn't do is as instructive as what he did do. 1. Obsess over what happened for months. The cherished son of Maharaj Dashrath could have spoken about the incident for months. Can you believe what that Ravan guy did? I still can't understand it. 10 heads, 20 arms, enough food to feed an entire kingdom. Countless palaces made of gold. The most beautiful women in the world as wives. Why did he have to bother anyone? 2. Maintain lasting enmity with that great sinner. Rama could have chastised any person for ever invoking the name of Ravan. It could have caused great distress to the hero expert at shooting arrows. Rama could have thought about Ravan constantly, not letting go of the enmity. 3. Consider himself a victim. When Rama returned home to Ayodhya, he was installed as king. This was the plan all along, but family infighting got in the way before. Rama could have considered himself a victim and asked others to be lenient as a result. Don't bother me, please. I just went through a lot. I need time to recover. I'm not in a good place. 4. Shame an entire race of people. Ravan was the leader of the Rakshasas. These are something like man-eating ogres. The sinful deeds of the Rakshasas weren't exclusively found in Ravan. His men were known to travel to the remote forests and harass the innocent sages living there. The behavior was something like terrorists attacking a church during the time of a service. In the battle that saw Ravan's defeat, many of these Rakshasas were vanquished, as well. Still, Rama did not condemn the entire race. One of Ravan's brothers actually fought on Rama's side. Vibhishan had all good qualities, the foremost among them devotion to God. Because of this Rama made him the king of Lanka, even before Ravan's defeat, the rest was just a formality. Rama directed Vibhishan to perform Ravan's funeral rites. There was no lasting enmity. The battle was over. The sinner got the ghastly fruit that he deserved, delivered at the appropriate time. Rama's behavior can be summarized in a couplet from Goswami Tulsidas. The poet says that those who love Rama are friendly towards friends and renounce enmity with enemies. They are equally disposed. This is due to their connection with the Supreme Lord. He is the embodiment of forgiveness and tolerance, while at the same time remaining vigilant and attentive to the needs of those he calls friends. In closing, despite sinful deeds too many to believe, Rama not infinitely over wrongs to grieve. On the past misfortune not to dwell. Daily Ravan's character not to tell. Or wallowing in misery, woe is me. Rather direction for funeral to see. To brother Vibhishan, Lanka's ruler knew. Same forgiveness found in devotees too.